Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello there and welcome to a brand new Arscast right here on arsblog.olayolay.com. Hope you're well. I have to admit being slightly unwell recording this. It stems from yesterday when I went to the butcher's to buy meat, as you do. And the butcher also has a very nice fish counter, so I bought some fish as well. And they had some mussels, so I bought some mussels, which myself and Mrs. Bloggs ate last night. Now, she's fine. I, however, must have got a John Terry muscle. A kind of scabby, gone-off, putrid kind of muscle. Because it's required me to be in very, very close proximity to a toilet at all times today. It's now 9:17 in the evening, and this has been going on since, I don't know, about 9:17 this morning. So if you hear any funny noises, it's probably just my stomach gurgling away, ridding itself of the last of the terrible muscle. And if you hear any girlish, high-pitched, pain-filled shrieking, that's just the burn. So, on this week's Arscast, joining me in a few moments' time to talk about Arsene Wenger's press conference yesterday, where he spoke about Schillaci, Mark Schwarzer, and looking ahead to the Blackburn game, I was nearly going to say Blackpool, Blackburn, will be John Cross from The Mirror. We've got some talk shite radio and other bits and pieces as well. We will be looking ahead to the Blackburn game, as I said. Arsene Wenger's some interesting quotes about the way Blackburn play football. So what's happened between the last Arscast and this Arscast? Well, not down to me anymore. I've handed that job over to Internet Joe.
I'm Internet Joe, and here's me 30-second roundup. Blackpool at home. The clock is back. Theo Walcott hat-trick. Shut up, Hansen, you devil-worshipping rim-jobber. Shamak attack. Rosicki scored again. Where's our new goalkeeper? Schillaci's had a medical. Nothing on the official site. Still nothing. What's going on? I'm desperate. We're going to have to make something up. Put it on Twitter. Schwarzer has failed a medical. And another one. And another one. Schillaci!
He follows about 18 different people on Twitter who have had various reliable sources inform him of the medicals that Mark Schwarzer has failed in this week alone. He's failed so many medicals, he's probably on a life support machine right now. That's if you're to believe everything you read on Twitter. And it's a very strange thing that's going on at the moment on Twitter. I don't doubt that there are people who do have some connections with the club, whether it's coaching staff or friends or people who are working there, and do get some good information, which they quite happily share. But there seems to be this culture developing now where there are people trying to outdo each other with the inside information that they get. And most of it, I suspect, and I'll stand to be corrected quite happily, but most of it, I suspect, is educated guesswork. Look at Schillaci. On Sunday night, Sevilla put a story up on their website saying, well, we've agreed with Arsenal, he's going to London tomorrow to have a medical. And there are people who say, on Twitter, wow, the Sevilla website has just announced that Schillaci is coming to London to have a medical and they've agreed a fee with Arsenal, which is the news. And then you have people who say, I've just been told that Schillaci is coming to London for a medical tomorrow and Arsenal have agreed a fee. Yeah, you've been told by who? By the Sevilla website. And then the rest of it goes on during the week, and you say, I'm told that the medical went well, and everything's done and dusted, and he's going to be announced tomorrow. Good guesswork, because normally, all things going well, it doesn't take a great deal of time to sort a deal out. Sometimes it does, though, and that's where things start getting a little bit iffy. Because the reliable information that you got that it was going to be announced tomorrow is now wrong. And then you can say, well, there was a slight delay because he's gone back to Spain to get his pants. He forgot his pants. He's gone back to Spain to get his pants. Deal will be announced later on or tomorrow. And then later on arrives, and tomorrow arrives, and he still hasn't been announced. So there's either a tremendous prankster inside Arsenal somewhere sending out all this vague false information to various people on Twitter, or people are just sort of making stuff up. And it's all very odd. You know, I know there's an immediacy about Twitter. That news breaks on there now. Sometimes you find out something on Twitter before it's on any news site. And that's great. But if the reliable source that you have, or the trusted source, keeps getting stuff wrong, it's not really that trusted at all, is it? Anyway, just thought I'd opine on that. Before we talk to John Cross, I want to mention Shamak against Blackpool, because I was a bit afraid for a while, particularly in the first half, and then very much in the second half after he missed that chance that Arshavin set him up for, that his home debut, his proper home debut, was going to be remembered for the misses. And he probably should have scored a couple, at least. Certainly the Arshavin one, at least one of the Theo ones. The keeper made two very good saves from him. So I was really glad to see him get off the mark with the goal from the Robin Van Persie corner. Shows he's good in the air. He's not the Moroccan Bentner against Burnley. You remember, of course, Bentner couldn't score for love nor money against Burnley last season. And I think had he gone through that game without scoring, it might have been, number one, very damaging for his confidence. And number two, it would have been a stick with which to beat him if he didn't score for another couple of games. And you know what the newspapers are like. Remember, it took Thierry Henry 10 games, I think 10 games, to score his first Arsenal goal. And everyone was going, and things were a lot more relaxed back then. There wasn't the same hype and, you know, it wasn't quite as bad as things are now, where somebody has one bad game and they're terrible, one good game and they're the best player in the world. Imagine going 10 games without scoring now. You would want to be lined up and shot. So I'm glad for Shamak that he got his goal. Right then, to talk a little bit more about our new signing, who still hasn't officially been announced. Reliable sources on Twitter tell me that it hasn't been announced yet. And to talk a bit more about what's been going on this week, I'm glad to welcome back John Cross from The Mirror. Hi, John.
Hello.
Arsene Wenger confirmed at his press conference yesterday another defensive signing, Sebastian Squillaci from Sevilla. A good deal in your opinion?
Yeah, I do think so. I think it's, you know, it's been a long drawn out process this week, hasn't it, really? It seemed to have taken a little bit longer. I think there's always, you know, sort of contractual problems sort of perhaps to overcome a little bit. I chuckled away about some of the suggestions that there were no queues at the Arsenal shop for his picture to be taken. But I think it was kind of, you know, I think they've got a really good deal on it, to be honest. I think they're getting him in for about £3 million. And so I think there was a bit of haggling going on. I think he only had a year left at Sevilla, so I think they've driven a hard bargain, got him on a three-year deal. And, you know, he's combative. I think that's what I like about him sort of the most. I can't say I've seen too much of him, if I'm honest, since he's, you know, since his name cropped up really last week. Done a little bit of research on him, and I think he'll be well suited to the Premier League. I must say, I think it'll be an interesting battle between him and Koscielny as to who will be first choice partner for Vermaelen. I think, you know, on the basis of Koscielny's performance at Liverpool, and he'll definitely start at Blackburn, I think he's going to take some shifting.
But what he does add, I mean, as well as that great competition, which I think is is very necessary. He adds a measure of experience to the centre of our defence, which isn't particularly experienced for Malin. Of course, is seen as a senior player, and he's got plenty of experience at Ajax, but is still fairly young. Koscielny the same. Juru, we don't see an awful lot of him, and hasn't had the chance to build up some experience. So bringing somebody like Skilacci in is I think, very clever.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think you really need an experienced head at the back. I think Sol Campbell, when he sort of kind of finally got into his full stride and gained his full fitness last season, I think you saw the difference his influence and experience really made. And he was absolutely vital, I think, to Arsenal's running last season. No matter that it slightly petered out towards the end, he really kept them going through games, I felt, and he was magnificent in some games. Mm. It's not just the individual's performance, but it's what he adds to the dressing room. This might sound really strange, but a lot of the coaching staff really respected sort of Mikel Silvestre when he sort of came in, because he was a good, steady head. I know he was far from satisfactory as a player and had a bad time, but sometimes it's what he adds, in the dressing room. And I think Wenger, sort of will appreciate that. I still think there'll be, room for perhaps, a Mark Schwarzer. And I think it's just noticeable that Arsene Wenger sees, perhaps last season, the failings maybe toward the end, that he's got a really talented group of players, but they are young players. And those experienced heads that can sometimes sort of add a little bit, if you take on face value that Vermaelen and Koscielny would be first choice pairing, they're very young. And I think, that's why I think that Skilacci would be such a good signing.
All right. Well, while fans will be reassured, of course, by the signing of another central defender, because we needed that very badly, the goalkeeping situation is still up in the air, and everyone, I think, is sort of desperate to find out what's going on. Is he going to bring anybody in? The Mark Schwarzer situation is interesting because he hasn't featured at all for Fulham. I know there's talk of an injury, but we know he's handed in a transfer request. Was the manager in any way forthcoming yesterday about what might be happening in that area?
No, I think he's caused, to be honest, a little bit of, sort of unease between the two clubs. And Arsene Wenger is perhaps economical with the truth at the best of times over transfers. And so when he was asked directly about Schwarzer, at the press conference, he simply rather dodged it and said, "I've got four goalkeepers that I'm very happy with, and I'm sort of, settled on that. And so we'll just see what happens. But at the moment, the transfer market is dead. But, we'll wait and see what happens." He did leave it hanging a little bit. I think some people misinterpreted it as, Arsenal finished their business. Well, he actually contradicted himself and went back to say, there is perhaps room for one more. I actually think, I'm pretty damn confident that Schwarzer will sign before the transfer deadline. It has been a long, drawn-out affair. I first wrote about it May the 15th. It's etched in my brain. And I can't believe that 3 months further down the line, it's still dragging on. I think there was a really sort of strange situation last week when, I think Fulham was sort of saying privately that basically Arsenal had gone back with the same offer. So I understood that Arsenal put £3 million down on the table towards the end of May. Fulham, I think, gave them the impression that, there's so much going on with the manager situation with Roy Hodgson that we'll wait and see. Arsenal, I think, reminded them that the offer was still on the table last week, and it was £3 million. And that's when Fulham said, they've come back with the same offer. Arsenal, I think, saw it differently from that, but it just kind of hopefully gives you a little bit of context as to what was going on. Schwarz is desperate to come. It's difficult to keep a player against their will, despite the fact he signed a new contract at Fulham in April. He just wants to come, and it's a great opportunity, I think, for him, not only to extend his career at a great club and a club pushing for the Champions League, but potential for coaching in the future. And I just think it will get done. And all the signs are that I'm hearing, I'm pretty sure it will get done before the window shut.
Well, that's slightly reassuring. And beyond that, when Arsene Wenger talks about the one space for one more player, you reckon it's the goalkeeper?
Yeah, most definitely. I think if that happens, I think it's late in the day now. I think obviously there have been inquiries about Almunia from Spain and from Turkey. Listen, any agent will tell you that even now, with a few days to go, deals really have to be in place. It's so rare. I see people on sort of deadline day, you know, sort of on Sky kind of saying that, you know, about sort of 11 p.m. oh, we'll wait and see if they make a late sweep for such and such with the deadline at midnight. I mean, do me a favour. You know, those deals so rarely happen. You've got to have phone calls in place, you know, people in place, you know, ideas set up. You just can't do a deal that quick. You really can't. I mean, Spurs have, you know, done some real deadline day business, you know, in the last few seasons, and they push it pretty close. But you know what? I think most managers will have a name on their checklist, you know, by now to bring in. And with that in mind, I think it's a little bit late for Almunia. So I think that perhaps the scenario that I might see happening is that Arsenal have got a loan deal set up for either Szczesny or Mignone to go out. And so they'll retain four keepers, perhaps with Almunia in reserve and Fabianski as third choice. That's how I see it panning out. If they can do a last-ditch deal for Almunia to let him go out, because he obviously wouldn't want to be number two, then great. But it is late in the day now. I know we're sort of, you know, talking and it's Friday and you've got until Tuesday. Honestly, it's kind of further down the line than that, I think, as most clubs are concerned.
All right. OK, well, we'll wait and see what happens. It'll be a busy weekend. Let's look back to last weekend very quickly, and 6-0 demolition. It was the scoreline of the weekend of Blackpool. I want to touch on Theo Walcott, because obviously his hat trick was the standout performance, and he spoke this season about wanting to push on and obviously reacting to being left out of England's World Cup squad in the summer. There was a little bit of criticism from Alan Hansen on Match of the Day, and while there was a little bit of, I suppose, a merit to what he's saying, that he's got to do it against...
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's a brand new year, and what better time to get going with that online store you've been thinking of? Those "I was there when Arsenal actually scored a goal" t-shirts would fly off the shelves right now. And to get yourself up and running, you need Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way through to the did we hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort with thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 a month trial period at shopify.com/arsblog, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/arsblog now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/arsblog.
The bigger opposition, maybe the timing wasn't quite right. And for Theo to score a hat-trick at home like that, it's only going to give him confidence going forward.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I thought that what I took exception about Alan Hansen's comments were, I just think it contradicts itself. He said he hasn't got a football brain and yet does the really good things by instinct. Well, surely instinct comes from your brain, doesn't it? Or am I going mad? But I thought that was really unfair. And I think the timing is everything. And it's difficult to justify such stinging criticism on the back of a 6-0 win when that player scored a hat-trick. I think we all know that Theo Walcott, and I think Theo Walcott, you know, having spoken to him and seen him privately, would say that, yeah, he's got things to learn. He's young, he's 21, his game can improve. And I think the thing that I think, you know, drives perhaps Arsenal fans mad is that he's got great pace and great skill that can get him into great positions where he can put over a cross in a final ball, but yet he wastes it then. that is the frustration for me. The rest of the game, he's really getting there. I think he's really making progress. He needs a really good injury-free season, and I think that will, you know, help him absolutely no end. I think it could be a good year for Theo, I really do. But I think we do go back to the old thing where you see Theo play all the home games, but loses his place in the majority of the away games to Emmanuel Adouye, as, you know, the manager goes perhaps, you know, safety first, a little bit more caution, and those Theo into away games, just for that sort of last minute of sort of, you know, extra burst, if you like, to sort of perhaps if they're chasing a result or need more goals. And I think that's a difficulty for perhaps a modern player these days, you know, to deal with that kind of rotation. I think Theo's confidence, you know, perhaps will suffer at times because of that. But I do think, you know, he's a player on the up. You know, he's got the world at his feet. And that's why some of the criticism, I think, is so over the top. He's a really nice lad and down to earth. And I think if there's one player that can sort of come through these tests, then it's Theo Walcott.
Okay, good. Well, I suppose it's up to him as well to play himself into the team for those away games. Looking ahead to this weekend, Blackburn, traditionally difficult opponents for Arsenal. There'll be a much more vigorous challenge than Blackpool, certainly from a physical point of view. Is there the sense that this team, he brought in Shamak, he brought in Koscielny, and he was very pointedly talking about how both of those players were fighters. That sort of spirit that's been missing a little bit from the Arsenal team in the past. Last season at Blackburn wasn't good. Is there more a sense that this team can stand up for itself, or is that yet to be seen?
I think it's kind of almost yet to be seen. I think a lot will depend on the new goalkeeper. I think, you know, Schwarzer, not only is he sort of give the opportunity for younger keepers still to regress, but he's very good on crosses. He commands the area a lot more. El Munia's in goal. We kind of know that, you know, if you hit a cross, then El Munia's sort of, you know, crossing ability sometimes in the last year or so hasn't been great. And I do think a goalkeeper signing will give the team so much more confidence. I think Koscielny, perhaps you can look at him, he's on the smaller side. He looks very similar in stature to Vermaelen. And I do think, you know, that's, you know, tough. I love Vermaelen, sort of, you know, real determination. I think that's great. But I do think it's like Arsenal need that confidence, you know, from a few good, gritty away wins. And once they get that, they can build up a sort of a belief, if you like. I'll tell you what was really interesting from his press conference. Arsene Wenger was asked perhaps about sort of his tactics and so on. And then from nowhere, he plucked that little line about Ryan Shawcross and Robert Huth from last Saturday when they played against Tottenham. And he basically sort of said, you know, the tactics they used to bully Gomez were more out of the rugby pitch, really, than on the football pitch. Mm. Now, you know, I don't know, people will sort of say, oh, the media's stoking up what Wenger said. Believe you me, there's always method to Wenger's madness. And he will, I think, subconsciously have thought, how can I make the physical part of this game news? How can I put it out there? And this will have been his way, in my view, simply because he will sort of just have planted to see, perhaps subconsciously to the referee, I think Chris Foy this weekend, is sort of made him think, actually, Arsene Wenger's on about the physical aspect. I've got to look out for that. No, I shouldn't look out for it, but it's there in his brain because he would have seen the headlines. And you know what? Those little things might just influence the referee. Fergie has been doing it for years, and I think it's just a real masterstroke of that. So, you know, I think every time you sort of read Arsene Wenger sort of saying something, it's 99% of the time it's there for a reason, and I think it might just help Arsenal this weekend.
Robin van Persie has a great scoring record against Blackburn. Cesc Fabregas, obviously a hugely important player. He's been easing them back into the season. Any hints on whether they'll be involved from the start?
Well, you know, it was interesting that I mean, there's a little glint in his eye, actually, at Arsenal about Cesc Fabregas. He said, oh, yes, he's in the squad. He'll be involved, don't worry. And, you know, just, you know, why do you think we fought so hard sort of thing, you know, to keep him last season? I think he'll start. I think with Robin, I think it might still be a case of perhaps on the bench because he was a little bit more guarded about what he said about them playing together. And whether sort of, you know, Shamak and Van Persie could actually play in a 4-4-2, and he was sort of really drew back away from that, really. So I actually just got a hunch that Fabregas will start and Van Persie might be on the bench.
All right. Okay, John, we better leave it there. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Absolute pleasure. Look forward to it.
Like the song Michael Jackson wrote, especially for him, he is the man in the mirror. You can find him in the newspaper thing that you buy in the shops. Do people go outside their houses these days? Mirrorfootball.co.uk, or you'll find John on Twitter, twitter.com/JohnCrossMirror. Thank you very much to him. We'll talk to him again as the season progresses. Now, before we look ahead to the Blackburn game, it's Talkshite Radio.
In on the info, there's been an accident which is causing delays of up to an hour, so avoid if at all possible. We'll have more traffic news in our next bulletin.
Thank you very much, heavily pregnant Australian traffic girl. Not by me, I should point out, because I am proud to be a Jaffa. This is Talkshite Radio, talking shite about sport 24 hours a day. Last weekend was the weekend of the 6-0. Newcastle did it, Chelsea did it, and Arsenal did it with the help of a hat-trick from Theo Walcott. Now we know Walcott was left out of England's World Cup squad by Fabio Capello. That's right, Capello, you are a donkey. So there was a little bit of point proving going on Theo Walcott's part. He's shown that he's got what it takes. Or has he? One man who wasn't impressed is my next guest, annoying Scottish pundit.
Hello there.
Most people would say a hat-trick in a Premier League game is a good way to start your season. What has Theo Walcott done wrong?
You know, it all comes down to Theo Walcott not having a football brain. If I look at him, I think, that's not a guy with a football brain. He's got, like, a badminton brain. Or a lawn bowls brain.
But he still scored a hat-trick.
Well, you have to take into account who they were playing. Let's be honest about this, and with no disrespect to Blackpool, you could have gone to a respite home or an amputees convention and taken 11 people at random, and they wouldn't have been worse than Blackpool were on Saturday. So you have to ask, why is Walcott only scoring a hat-trick? He should have been scoring more, double hat-trick, triple hat-trick. And I'm not exaggerating here, but if Wayne Rooney had been playing, he would have scored at least 17 goals.
Now, you know I'm not one for sticking up for Arsenal, but Arsenal won 6-0. He scored a hat-trick. Isn't he entitled to be a little bit happy?
Well, if he wants to celebrate mediocrity, then that's fine. Otherwise, he's going nowhere. Wait till he comes up against a proper team. Two banks of four, pace, power, pressing high up the pitch, all that good stuff. Then we can judge Walcott.
Annoying Scottish pundit, stay with us. We've got a caller on the line. It's Leo from Hertfordshire. Leo, you're on Talkshite Radio.
Oh, hi, yeah, this is Leo, you know, and I'd just like to say, you know, to, you know, annoying Scottish pundit, that I, you know, really think Theo Walcott is a really good player, and he's very fast, you know, he's really good, and... What?
Don't forget call him cunt.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And you're a cunt, you know.
Talkshite Radio, talking shine about sport 24 hours a day. Some people are just so childish. We're going to take a short break when we return. Phil Brown on the crushing loneliness of being Phil Brown.
Talkshite Radio, talking shite about sport 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day.
So we look ahead to the Blackburn game tomorrow. The injury news is that Danielson is back. He's in the squad. There's no Nasri, Benner or Ramsey. But apart from that, everyone else is fit and ready to go, which is good news. Because it's a difficult place to go. And we've had our difficult moments there. Last season, not really one of our great memories, was it? In fairness, we went there without some key players. Gallas, Song, Vermaelen, Fabregas, Clichy, a couple of others. But, you know, those guys who would give us a bit of physical presence. Who wouldn't take what went on lying down. And it will be interesting to see how we cope with that. The addition of Koscielny and Shamak gives us a bit more fight, as Arsene Wenger said. And make no mistake, Blackburn are going to do what they did last season. And that is tactical fouling to stop us getting into any kind of a rhythm. Whenever there's a corner, they're going to crowd the goalkeeper. And it was interesting to read what Arsene Wenger said, and John mentioned it earlier on, about how... the game is not football anymore. He said, you look at what the way Stoke played against Spurs, and it's rugby on the goalkeepers, is what he said. He said it can't go on, and referees can't accept that anymore. And he's right, because physical presence is one thing, and challenging for the ball is another thing, but if a player's only intention is to get in the way of the goalkeeper or foul the goalkeeper, then it's got to be a free kick. And we saw it, I think it was one of the goals last season, could have been David Dunn with his huge, huge head. Whether he was backing into Sol Campbell or Fabianski, I can't quite remember. But he was doing nothing but like trying to burrow in between the Arsenal players, like some kind of retarded mole with a giant head. It's no wonder he's injured all the time. Having to carry around a weight like that on top of his shoulders, it probably throws his back out, and that affects his hamstrings and his calf and his groin. He's lucky to be playing as much as he is. Anyway, we've got to, number one, ensure that if they do try those sort of tactics, we protect our goalkeeper, who's likely to be Almunia, which is better than Fabianski, but not as good as Lehmann, who wouldn't stand for any of that nonsense. But we've got to protect our goalkeeper. We've also got to make sure that the referee is aware of what they're doing and can see what they're doing, because it is a deliberate tactic. And they'll do that, and they'll hoof long balls. Paul Robinson, anytime there's a free kick in their half, you can be guaranteed Robinson will bang it towards our penalty area. And we are, and have been, slightly vulnerable there. But that's what the Walrus does. We know this. He tries to exploit other teams' weaknesses, and, you know, it pays off for him. That doesn't mean he's not a thoroughly despicable bastard, which he is. And just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, seriously, I know, how can Walrus get any worse? We know that Blackburn have got Elhadj Diouf playing for them, right? And Elhadj Diouf, alongside history's greatest monsters, is right up near the very top. Like, right up there, with his face and arms and things. Just a terrible, terrible man. But Blackburn have got another Diouf. Honestly, they've gone double Diouf on us. As if one wasn't bad enough, they've got one on loan from Manchester United. I don't know his name. It's Marvin Diouf or Trevor Diouf or something. It doesn't really matter. It's the surname part that's important. So not only will we have to put up with Blackburn's tactics, their fouling, their physicality, their long balls, their gum-chewing, walrus-looking manager on the sidelines, their mongoloid fans who, every time one of our players gets kicked and injured, sing "Same Old Arsenal, Always Cheating." We have to put up with all that and two Diouf's. And I think that is an abomination. It should be against Premier League rules. Two Diouf's. I mean, come on. Anyway, fingers crossed that the team can stand up to whatever Blackburn have to throw at them. Because coming back from there and going into an international break with three lovely points in our back pocket and on the table would be very, very nice indeed. So I'm going to keep my fingers crossed for that. That's more or less it for this week. There may well be an Arscast next week. I'm not quite sure, even though there's an interlull coming. Maybe we'll do something next Friday. We'll wait and see what happens in terms of news and what develops during the week. So until then, or until the next one, talk to you all week on the blog. Take it easy. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Well, Mr. Schwarzer, everything seems in order. All the tests have come up Trump's brain. You've got one of those. Sets you apart from most Premier League footballers. What? Eyesight is good. Heart, well, it's beating. Not really sure what else they want. Arms and legs all present and correct. Fingers and toes and, blood work is good. Final thing, we just have to do the prostate exam. So, if you could just bend over there. Yes, drop the trousers. It might be a little uncomfortable at first. I'm just going to get my leg finger out here and Mr. Schwarzer? Mr. Schwarzer, if you don't come back, I'm going to fail you on this medical. It bloody never works.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.